A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Well, you may want to think twice before you prep your boat for your next lake adventure. I spent Sunday up at Rockport Reservoir, which is east of Park City, along I-80. And I thought the biggest issue that I'd have to worry about going to the reservoir was the fact that the water temperature was 58 degrees at the time. I was taking my paddleboard out for the first time. I got one of those inflatable paddleboards, and I got there to the reservoir. And as I rounded the bend, if you've ever been to Rockport, you know you can't see the water level until you get past the dam area. And when I got past that dam area, I gasped. The water was so low, and I tried to make the most of it because I realized that for as low as the water was, there's all kinds of beachfront property there now. But really, it's rocky. It was super difficult to walk on. And then I went, when I got home, I looked up the water level at Rockport, and it just made me sick to my stomach. Here we are, the first week, second week time frame in June, and the water level right now is at 54%. That's Rockport. We spoke yesterday here live on the show to Pineview Water Systems, which supplies water to the Ogden area, and they draw a lot of the irrigation water for the lawns there from Pineview Reservoir. And the top person there told us, 53% capacity. And there's not enough rain in the forecast over the next couple of weeks and months to fill up any of these reservoirs. My mind immediately goes to my friends who boat and boat owners, people who have jet skis. I wonder what the summer is going to look like come mid-July. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks Boating Program. Good morning.
Morning.
It's dire out there, and I sat and watched a lot of boats launched as I tried to keep my balance on my new paddleboard. And they had to back quite a ways down the ramp wasn't quite such a long ramp last year. What's going on with our reservoirs?
Well, as you kind of put it, talking about nothing into the future, well, we really didn't get anything in the past dealing with snow and basically precipitation as a whole. We are in a drought, and we are seeing firsthand the results of that.
So, Ty, talk about what it looks like. Look into the crystal ball. Will the boating season wrap up extremely early this year? Because there won't be a ramp long enough to get these boats into the water as the level drops.
In some places, that might be. It might be with that. Other reservoirs are doing okay. As of right now, they probably we may not see some closures in some reservoirs across the state. That's going to be hard to know because we're hitting some lows and it just depends on what Mother Nature gives us. But the biggest thing we want to put out there is just like you had said there, you didn't know what you were getting into until you crested over top of that hill and looked down at Rockport.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're asking boaters now, and we're trying to put out on our website, is do a little homework before you plan your trip. It may mean that your favorite boating area might have some restrictions. The ramp might run out there, and you need to look for different places and different areas to go. And in doing so, there are other things that you need to take into account because you may be boating on unfamiliar water.
And certainly this is just one example. There are reservoirs all over the state. But just having been to Rockport on Sunday, Ty, I did notice a dad and a son fishing from the shoreline, which now there's a lot more beach at Rockport. It's rocky, however, probably hence the name Rockport. But they're fishing from the shoreline because, as I looked up the information about Rockport after I got home, the fishing dock is not there because of the low water levels this year.
Yes, I mean, some of that, it's going to take some services and make it hard for us to provide those services. As we chase the water line down the hill and in our reservoirs, it may make it hard to get equipment to move those docks, or we just flat out may run out of cable that we've had in our run, and we're not able to get those docks out there. And a lot of times when we hit our low water levels like this, it can do a lot of damage to our courtesy docks. And so it's really services versus the worth of trying to provide those services without having to do a full replacement of those facilities, those docks. And so that's kind of really the balancing act that we're trying to make and to do. And just basically use the public's funds and the public's facilities as wise as we can.
So unless we get enough rain to build an ark, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of reservoirs potentially on the bubble in terms of closing down early, or at least closing down to boating and other water, you know, recreation. What are the reservoirs that are most at risk of being closed to water recreation over the next couple of months?
That's a tough one. Some of the ones we're coming in there, I mean, we have, on the upper Weber there, the motorized boating ones, Rockport and Echo. Echo's going to be going offline pretty soon. But that is...
Echo is so
some of
low.
It's water.
Ty, I hate to interrupt
yeah.
you. Echo, as you're, you know, driving up toward Wyoming, that reservoir is scary low.
Yes, it's low, but you know what? We're gonna capitalize on that and continue to do our development processes there and construction and get that done. And really, Mother Nature dealt us a good card on that, to where we can go through and get these things done without having a huge impact upon the folks visiting there. Rockport's going to be there. Some reservoirs along the Sevier River are going to be hurting. It depends upon basin to basin about what Mother Nature gave us, what they have been giving, what she has been giving us, and what the usage is. And so that's there. Our biggest thing is that we just need to do our part, do our homework. And then also in saying doing our part is just be conservative in our efforts of our water usage.
Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks Boating Program. So appreciate you jumping on the line. Boating, recreation, water sports, such an important thing, summer fun for so many Utah families. We look forward to keeping our listeners informed on the latest when it comes to our low, low, low reservoirs. And we'll count on you, Ty, to keep calling the show to give us those updates. Straight ahead, you know, the governor did call on us to pray for rain. Well, now he's calling a news conference this afternoon, smack dab in the middle of KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan's show. So we're going to get Jeff Kaplan on the line straight ahead, and I'm going to give him the water conservation quiz. I want to see if he passes or fails next.
Dave and Janovic.
This is a really exciting day here in Salt Lake City. Jeff Kaplan, he's going to be in the center of all of it today during his show from 3 to 7 o'clock. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm excited for you. First of all, you're going to be broadcasting live from Vivint Smart Home Arena as Jazz gets set to tip off. We've now learned without Mike Conley at 8 o'clock tonight.
Maybe he can hang out with us on the plaza in front of Vivint because he's not going to be on the court. That's terrible.
I know. Such disappointing news, but he's got to heal that hamstring so he can be ready, hopefully, for Thursday night's game.
Yeah. Do you feel like they got this? I mean, the L.A. Clippers?
I do. No, I feel like, the Jazz, I feel like we're on fire. There's an app for that, Jeff. There's an app for that. It's cashless. You got to download all that stuff on your smartphone before you get into the arena, and then you can buy all the churros you want. Also today, the governor, he went from calling on us to pray for rain.
Please join me and Utahns, regardless of religious affiliation, in a weekend of humble prayer for rain.
To calling a news conference today at 3:30, smack dab in the middle of your show. He's going to talk about ways to conserve water.
Well, I get to conserve my voice while he speaks, so it's fine with me. But I think after the prayer is done, we didn't expect that the problem was going to be solved in 2 days. So he's back at it, and that's good.
So yesterday we had Ben Quick, who oversees the Pineview Water Systems up in Ogden, kind of up in your neck of the woods up there. And there's some restrictions already in place up there. And they, you know, there's potential for them running out of irrigation water for the lawns come August. And I specifically asked him, like, how much prayer do we need?
Climatologically, we don't receive very much rain during these summer months in Utah. They're typically hot and dry.
Oh, so we're sort of out of luck with the prayer avenue that the governor had called on us to take.
Yeah, we're past the point of no return for summer. I mean, can you think of any wet Junes that we've none come to mind for me. Maybe it's happened.
It would just take a lot of water because I was at Rockport Reservoir this weekend and it's at 54% capacity, which makes for a lot more beach. But it kind of breaks my heart when I see how low the water already is.
Wait, were you beaching or boating? Which were you doing?
I was paddleboarding without you and your wife. You guys need to get your inflatable paddleboards out on the water before the water shrivels up and goes away, Jeff.
Well, you know, it'd be fun to be on the water, but now you have to walk so far to get to the water. I don't know if I can make it.
So will you humor me here, Jeff?
Sure.
Will you play How Much Water Is Jeff Kaplan Wasting at His Home?
Yes, I absolutely will.
In honor of the governor's news conference at 3:30 this afternoon. By the way, I think he's going to be standing by the shores on the shores of the Great Salt Lake for the news conference to teach us all how we can conserve. But Jeff has agreed to play.
Let's see.
How much water does Jeff Kaplan waste? Washing dishes.
Dishwasher, we always wait till it's full.
Oh, you do? Because
yeah.
Washing by hand can average. If you wash your dishes by hand and you also rinse them, which I think most people do, right? After you get the soap on them, 33 gallons wasted.
Really? And just from one meal or is that one day?
That is just from washing your dishes in one day. Now, a modern day dishwashing machine. Do you have a modern day dishwashing machine?
I think. I don't know how old it is. Let's say yes. Okay.
It uses about 10 gallons.
Okay, so that's much better. And if you wait for it to be full, I presume that's better than constantly hitting the start button every time you have a few dishes.
Fill that dishwasher up, Jeff. I think that's great advice. Okay.
Yeah, that's my wife's idea. I would rather do it 50 times a week. So good on her. Good on her.
You recognize that voice. You hear him every day right here on KS on his radio from 3 to 7. Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news. We got him on the show early because we wanted to talk about conserving water before the governor talks to the rest of us at 3:30 this afternoon live on Jeff's show about conserving water in the drought. Washing your car. Do you wash it? Do you take it through a car wash or do you wash it on the lawn?
Car wash. I haven't washed a car in 10 years. Is that good or bad?
That's really good. Because a car wash itself will use about 30 to 45 gallons of water. If you wash it on the lawn, 80 to 140 gallons of water.
Yeah, and the car washes have to recycle the water, don't they?
I think they recycle the water. And also, I think that they might use that secondary water. I'm not 100% sure about that, but you win that round, Jeff.
Lazy works.
Hey, we have time for at least one more question. No doubt that you take a shower once in a while.
Yeah, I'm like 1.5 times a day.
Well, that's good. Well, maybe you could cut that back to one time a day. Or maybe, how about this, a half a time a day?
Really?
The average bath uses about 30 gallons of water.
Well, how about showers?
17.
17, so it's better to use the shower.
Yeah, it's better to use the shower. I also think there's a tendency to sort of lay around in a bath and then the water gets cold and then you got to fill it up again.
I don't know about these things. I don't do the bath. That's my wife's division. What I know is in California, at the worst of their last drought, people were urged to soap up and shut off the water in the shower as they soaped up. And then when you're good and lathered up, then just like take a little snooze, you know, like a little snort of water, and that's your shower because you have to save water. And I hope we don't get
so
to
it's
that
like you're
point.
Perpetually camping.
Life was kind of like that as some people. You know where they're having that right now? Taiwan. Taiwan has no water. All the lakes, you know, we have half our lakes. All of their lakes are drying up. They're shutting off the faucets for hours every day. It's a modern country, but they're kind of going back to the Stone Age because of this. There's just no rain. They're like praying for monsoon season.
Well, we were asked to pray here too, and I sat outside my home last night under a thick layer of clouds praying for rain on behalf of the governor's ask, and nothing materialized, Jeff. How about at your home?
It's not instant, I don't think. There were a few days ago that there were a few dots of rain, I think.
Mother Nature is teasing us. Hey, before I let you go, one more quick round. We've got 30 seconds.
All right.
Here we go. Oops. Gotta have that music. Washing your clothes.
What about them?
Clothes need water to get clean.
Yeah, we go down by the river and use one of those washboards.
Older machines use an average of 45 gallons per load. You can cut that down to 15 gallons per load if you buy yourself a new washing machine, Jeff.
All right, so off we go to Home Depot. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks. Great to be here.
All right. Love your show, Jeff. Love talking to you. Thanks so much for jumping on the line early with us today. Look forward to your show. Big show. Jeff Kaplan broadcasting live from outside the Jazz game. Tip off tonight at 8 o'clock. So excited. In the meantime, let's turn the microphone over to Lindsay Ertz for all your day's news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.